أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار، نور على نور، يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، والله بكل شيء عليم. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال، رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة، يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار، ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله، والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. The parable of the light which is instilled into the heart of the believer had been explained yesterday, as though the believer's heart is that lamp and his chest is like the glass that is enclosing that lamp, and his very temperament is based upon fitrat, upon acceptance, submission to Allah Ta'ala's will. So that is likened to the olive oil that is not easternly, not westernly. In other words, it is absolutely pure, no contamination, no cloudiness, absolute clear. So that is the temperament and the disposition of a believer. He is absolutely clear and clean. Even if there was no fire, then too it's giving off light. And then if fire had got it, then you can imagine the extent and the intensity of the light, light upon light. The chest as it is a glass as brilliant as a brilliant star. Then it's lit up with an oil that is absolutely clear, as though it's giving off oil, as though it's giving off light, and then it's lit thereafter. So we can imagine several lights all got together, that light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the natural light that's within him, his disposition, all different lights all together. You can imagine the extent and the intensity of such a light. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. And these are the parables that Allah Ta'ala explains for mankind, and Allah Ta'ala has knowledge over all things. This light, where is it to be found? If someone wants to know, I want this type of light, then where should I get this light? Then you will find this light in homes. In other words, in the hearts of people who frequent those homes wherein Allah Ta'ala has commanded that they should be honored and His name should be remembered in abundance therein. Therein they glorify Him in the evenings and in the morning. Men whom neither trade nor merchandise divert from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, giving out zakat and establishing regular salah, and they fear the day wherein the hearts and the sight will be turned.